chapter 25, verses 1 to 21. 2 Kings 25, verses 1 to 21. And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his host against Jerusalem, and took the base of it, and they built forts against it round about. And the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And on the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. And the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled by night, by the way of the gate between two walls, which is by the king's garden. Now the Chaldees were against the city round about. And the king went away toward the plain, verse 5. And the army of the Chaldees pursued after the king, and all the king in the plains of Jericho, and all his army were scattered from him. So they took the king and brought him up to the king of Babylon, to Riglah, and they gave judgment upon him. And they slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and bound him with fetters of brass, and carried him to Babylon. And in the sixth month, on the seventh day of the month, which is the 19th year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the guard, a servant of the king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem. And he burnt the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and every great man's house burned he with fire. Verse 10. And all the army of the Chaldeans that were with the captain of the guard broke down the walls of Jerusalem round about. Now the rest of the people that were left in the city, and the fugitives that fell away to the king of Babylon, with the remnant of the multitude, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away. But the captain of the guard left of the poor of the land to be vineyards and husbandmen, and the pillars of brass that were in the house of the Lord, and the vases, and the brazen seed that was in the house of the Lord, till the Chaldeans broke in pieces, and carried the brass of them to Babylon. And the pots, and the towels, and the snuffers, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass wherewith they ministered, took they away. And the fire pans, and the bowls, and the bowls, and such things as of gold, in gold, and of silver, in silver, the captain of the guard took away. The two pillows, one sea, and the vases which Solomon had made for the house of the Lord, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. The height of the one pillar was 18 cubits, and the capital upon it was brass, and the height of the capital 3 cubits, and the region work and the pomegranates upon the capital round about, all of brass, and like unto these had the second pillar with region work. And the captain of the guard took Sarai the chief priest, and Zephaniah the second priest, and the three keepers of the door. And out of the city he took an officer that was put over the men of war, and 5 men of them that were in the king's presence, which were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, which mustered the people of the land, and 60 men of the people of the land that were found in the city. And Nebuchadnezzar, the captain of the guard, took him and brought him to the king of Babylon to Riglah. And the king of Babylon smote them and slew them at Riglah in the land of Hamath. So Judah was carried away out of their land.